the next speaker I would like to introduce is Sarah Chambers. Sarah Chambers is a special education teacher at Saucedo Academy. She is the co-chair of CORE, functional elementary vice president of CTU. She's on the bargaining team of CTU. She's on the board of United Working Families. And she was also leader of the boycott against the ISAT standardized test. Give it up for Sarah.
I want to thank you for having me here today, and especially among so many strong women here. I want to do a shout out to some people. This is their first International Women's Day. We have Natasha over there. We were arrested together about a few weeks ago while occupying a bank, so there's that. But yeah, thank you so much for having me here. So I just want to speak about these attacks against the unions and how the attacks against the unions are really attacks against women and people of color. Because if you look at who Rahm and Rauner are going after, they're going after the teachers, the social workers, the child care workers, DCFS. These are mostly jobs with women and people of color. They're purposely trying to bully us and think they can, you know, trampede us into getting what they want. Are we going to let them bully us?
No!
Are we going to let them bully our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, or other women? You know, as women, we are the ones who take care of the neediest. We take care of the children. We can take care of people with disabilities. And we're really the ones that hold the society together and fight for justice. And we stop a lot of these corrupt men like Rahm, like Rauner, from doing harm to those in need. So I want to tell you a story from a couple months ago that happened at my school of some strong, powerful women. And they're actually the mothers at my school. So in about November, December of last year, Chicago Public Schools announced that they wanted to co-locate a high school into my school, Saucedo Academy, and Tepechcali. We're in the same building. They wanted to put a high school, so it would be like a triple co-location. So immediately, all the moms from all the different schools came together, and they're like, we are not going to stand for this. We're not going to let CPS and Rahm Emanuel dictate what we do in our schools and our communities. So we came together when we organized massive rallies. We got all the state representatives and senators to speak against it. At the hearings, we packed the hearings, and every time the Board of Education would speak, we'd turn their backs on them. The entire audience would turn their backs on them. So we said to them, if you're not going to respect or listen to us, we're not going to respect or listen to you. And so we kept escalating our actions, and by the last hearing that happened last month, the moms there decided to occupy the building. They say, you're going to do this to us, we're not going to leave our building. Okay? Yeah, it was pretty awesome. So about a group of 40 moms and community members came together, they held a sit-in, they refused to leave. Chicago Public Schools, they turned the lights off on us, they turned the heat off on us. There were children in the room as young as 5 years old, and they were turning the heat and the lights off. They would not let anyone go to the bathroom, and we were there until midnight, and they're threatening. They sent police in to drag everyone out, and we're saying, really, you want to drag out these moms, these children? Is this what you want right now? And so we came and we negotiated with them. And the mom said, we'll make you a deal. You have 1 week to postpone this co-location and open it up to a real community process where the community actually writes the proposal, not CPS. And if you do not tell us this, if you do not tell us and agree to our demands in 1 week, we will escalate and we will occupy the Board of Education. So, can you guess what happened a week later? A week later, CPS came back, they agreed to our demands, they postponed the co-location and opened it up to a community process. So that just shows the power of women, power of strong women, of mothers that stand up to these corrupt 1% bullies that think they can steamroll women, and especially in poor districts like where my school is at. And as women, we're going to stand up for them. And I have an ask for all of you all here in the room. We have something coming up, actually, within CTU that involves not just us, but other unions and other workers as well, such as the child care, teachers, social workers. We're on April 1st, we want to shut down this city. We're calling it a showdown. I don't know if you heard Karen Lewis come out. We're going to shut down this city. Enough is enough. Now, they're going to close Chicago State University, predominantly, I mean, all black university. It graduates the most African Americans in the entire state. They're taking funds away from Northeastern. There's no budget. They're closing the daycares. They have no money for our schools. So we're going to come together, and we're not just going to have 30,000 people downtown. We want 100,000 people downtown. We want all of you there. And so we need this sort of mass action for our demands to get this progressive revenue and say enough is enough in Springfield. You need to pass progressive revenue to fund these services for our schools. So we're going to need you all there. And one last quick pitch. There's a Broke on Purpose rally. It's not a rally. It's a workshop that's happening March 9th. It's this coming Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. March 9th in Chicago Temple. Karen Lewis is speaking. People from AFSCME are speaking. Black Youth Project, and Chicago State University. And it's basically talking about how they need to stop these draconian cuts and fund our social services. So it'd be great to have you all there. So I'm going to end with a chant, okay? So when I say women, you say power. Women?
Power.
Women, power. When I say women, you say power. Women?
Power.
Women?
Power.
Thank you.